Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Quite a text, isn't it? So much you could do with that text, so many ways that you can go. For those of you that are first year guys just getting into this, it's one of those texts where you look at it and you think, what are you going to do with such a text? It's just so full, so much. There are so many things within that it just abounds with so many preachable things. I want to introduce you to my 10-month-old lab, Wrigley. For those of you that know labs, you'll understand what I'm going to say. A 10-month-old lab abounds with energy. I like to sit on my porch in the morning, doing my devotions, feeling close to God, watching as the world is waking up. You know, the sky's brightening in the east and the birds are singing. And there I sit, Bible on my lap, communing with God, talking with Him, getting closer to Him. And there's Wrigley, my lab, running about. She sits down next to me, I scratch her head a little bit, and then she's off checking things out. Every morning it's the same way, to the east and then to the west, stopping at the south just to see if there's anything. There's a bird she has to look at, there's people at the corner turning, she has to watch them, and then there's the children being dropped off at daycare. And she doesn't know what she wants to do first. Back and forth and back and forth, and not really barking, but just trying to take it all in, trying to see it all and be it all. And then she'll come bounding up the steps, and I'll scratch her head, and I'll say to her, Wrigley, why don't you just calm down? And then she'll be off again. I watch her, and I sit there with this text open before me, looking at it, thinking about it, praying about it, making my notes, saying, okay, what am I going to do with this text? And then when you look at it, therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith. And I thought, there's exactly where we need to go. Rooted and established in Christ Jesus, built up in faith. How much better can it be than that as the word unfolds before you? You know. And then I looked at it and said, and just as you were taught, abounding in thankfulness. And immediately my mind thinks, oh, songs of thankfulness and praise. That's where we need to be. Giving thanks to God after we've been rooted and built up in Him. And then there's Wrigley coming back up, and she's looking up at me, panting, and I reach down and scratch her head and say to her, Wrigley, it's okay. You don't have to chase after. You'll never catch that bird. And she looks up at me, and then she's off again. And I think, Wrigley, really? Why can't you just settle down instead of chasing after all the things that'll never change for you? And I went back into the text. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. And I thought, ooh, that's today. Ah, that's where I'm preaching. That's what I'm going to touch on. We're going to talk about those empty philosophies, deceitfulness, the elemental spirits, and you know, our ears will perk up and we'll say, yes, that's all a wonderful thing. And then I thought, for in Him is the fullness of deity. And I thought, no. There. The incarnation. Jesus becoming, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Quote that and everyone will say, yes, it's a great thing that you have said, because that's what the text says. You know, forget about those elemental spirits. Talk about the incarnation. And then suddenly I feel this nuzzling at my elbow, and there's Wrigley once again, nuzzling me, tongue hanging out, panting. And I say, Wrigley, stop. It's okay. And I reach down to scratch her head, and she's gone already. Already she's off chasing after something else. The truck that is pulled in. It pulls in, I think to myself, every day, Wrigley, it pulls in. And every day you're out there, and that's the one that you're going to bark at. And then suddenly she's barking. And I think, always rushing about. that. So I'll go back into the text and spend my time in there. You know, he is a, and then I hit the circumcision and the uncircumcision thing, and I think to myself, oh, I'm not going to go there. Think about the Old Testament prophets that'll just, they'll be on top of me because I'll destroy everything that they have said in a few short minutes. I'll destroy a year's worth of study. I'm not going to go there. No circumcision for us today. No, but we're going to talk about being buried with him in baptism. My friends, that's exactly where we need to go, being buried with Christ in baptism. That's the focus of the text, being buried with him in that baptism, that new life, and what it says to there. And then it talks about being forgiven. Oh, forgiven. In the baptism that we receive from Christ Jesus, he takes this sinful, worthless, useless, dead person and forgives him. And I think that is what I need to be preaching. That is where we need to be going, talking about how in baptism we are made, and then it hits me, alive in Christ, right there, we're made alive. And it's like, we live in Christ Jesus, the one who is with us. And I think to myself, that's where we're supposed to go. And I look down, and there's Wrigley, laying there quietly, looking at me. Tongue hanging out, panting, as if to say, are you getting it now? I told someone I was going to preach at the seminary on Thursday. And their response was, give them Christ. Yeah. Isn't that what it is? Give them Christ. Made alive. They being nailed to the cross and being made alive. And I begin to see that's exactly what we are to... That is our focus. Christ Jesus. All those things that are in there come back to him. And I realized there I was. Tongue hanging out, panting, running about, trying to find the center of a passage when all along it was there. I look down at Wrigley. And it's almost like she has a smile on her face, as if to say, now you've settled down. Now you can hear the text. Christ Jesus, nailed to the cross for you. A sinner, so that you may be made alive in Christ in baptism, so you will be built up, rooted in Christ, abounding in all thankfulness, rushing about. Yeah, we do it too much, don't we? Instead, we're called to settle down and listen to the Spirit talk to us. Amen. May that peace of God, a peace that surpasses all human understanding, may keep your hearts and your minds in faith unto life everlasting. Amen.